Audie's family and his lawyer said they got word the same time the media did. While Immigration and Customs Enforcement said it would re-review his case, Audie would be deported to Jordan well before that review is done. Outside the prison, sobbing, one of his four daughters, Lena, claimed the case had been one cruelty after another. The biggest, she says, is why ICE gave her parents false hope when it told them to call off his self-deportation on January 7th and then arrested him 9 days later.
We were all mentally prepared for him to be gone, and then you tell him to wait and stay so you could put him in jail? For what? And you don't want to answer why or for what when he was leaving? Because you have no answers. You have no answers.
Fida Musla says she was shocked that her husband wasn't allowed to hold his daughters during their roughly hour-long meeting at the prison.
He's not a criminal. They have him in solitary confinement for no reason. He has done nothing wrong. We go down to visit him, and we thought we were going to sit with him like all the rest of the prisoners. They have him in a cage, and they put us on a phone in front of a glass to talk to him.
Audie has been on a hunger strike since his arrest on January 16th. His wife says he's lost nearly 20 pounds. ICE maintains he did eat Wednesday afternoon. The deportation comes over the objections of Congressman Tim Ryan, Mayor Tito Brown, and hundreds of others who say Audie has helped rejuvenate Youngstown. His brother-in-law, Ghassan Musla, acknowledges some are cheering the deportation of Audie and others. He wrote a response on his Facebook page.
Says, that man has done nothing but create jobs in the community. He pays his taxes, feeds a lot of the homeless, hungry people downtown Youngstown. So now that he's getting deported, we need all you haters that call yourself true Americans to step up to the plate and provide jobs to people. And while you're at it, you can feed the homeless downtown.
ICE says it does not provide details on when or how someone is deported until they're out of the country. The agency also says his case, based on the claim that a first marriage in 1980 was a sham, got a full review. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.